She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
For so much of the country, it has been a long, brutal winter. And for some of us looking outside, it continues, although yesterday was in the mid-30s and I was sitting out and I was sunning without sunscreen for 10 minutes and it felt amazing because I figure that I'm probably vitamin D deficient like so many. And apparently, rickets is on the rise. And here to talk about it is Vinny Tortorich. He joins us here once a month. Hey, Vinny.
How are you guys doing? Hi, Andrea. Hi, Lisa. How are you guys?
We're good, Vinny. How are you doing?
I can't complain. And I'm glad to hear that you got out yesterday and got the sun because somehow we figured out, just like everything else we do in this country, we always take things a little too far. You know, years ago, everyone started, when I grew up, I'm 52 now, no one had sunscreen. We didn't even know what it was. As a matter of fact, we would go out and put stuff on to amplify the sun. You know, we would put on suntan oil in order to get dark.
Oh my God, so did I. Always.
I remember that.
it was a crazy different time. And yet we had no rickets back then. You know, we had eradicated rickets back in, what, 1920s or 30s when people started, you know, when our diets got better. But now we have a return to it because of several reasons. Number one, everyone just stays inside and plays with a computer or an electronic device. No one goes outside anymore. Kids don't play anymore. You know, everyone is slathering on sunscreen. You know, the sun has somehow become the enemy. And, yeah, I get it. We don't want to have, you know, melanoma or any kind of skin cancer. So you want to protect yourself. But to the extent that you are vitamin D deficient is not really a good idea. And that's what's going on now.
So, Vinny, tell, you know, for those who are listening and, you know, they know they've heard vitamin D, they're not sure if they should be taking it. What is the dosage people should be taking? Because I know they've changed it quite a few times. And I think even as yesterday, Health Canada, because I'm based here in Canada, Health Canada came out with a new amount that we should be taking, a new dosage. So what do you recommend people do so that they can maintain healthy vitamin D levels?
That's an interesting question. You know, as you guys know, and I'm not shilling here, but you know, I put out a product called Pure Vitamin Club that it's a multivitamin where you get an amount of vitamin D along with all the other essential vitamins, meaning essential to your health. But people are lacking way more than, say, anything I can offer in Pure Vitamin Club or any other company can offer. But the only way you can figure that out, listen closely, folks, you have to go to a doctor and you have to get a blood test. There is no article on the internet or in a magazine that's going to be able to tell you exactly how deficient you are. These are magazine articles. There is no guideline to it. And the only way to figure it out is by going to a doctor, getting a blood test. And the way some of these doctors will get it up, let's say, Andrea, you're deficient. You can go to a doctor and he may say, Andrea, take 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin D for 2 weeks and then cut it back to 1,000. And then I want you on a regimen of 500 milligrams a day or whatever. I'm making that up, by the way.
Yeah.
That is not a recommendation for you or anyone else. But the only way to figure it out is by going to a doctor and having a blood test and then getting it up to the level. Once you're at the level, he will put you on a regimen. And that's usually when a good multivitamin comes in hand.
Now, for people who aren't familiar, what exactly is rickets?
Rickets is a disease. Well, I'm just going to kind of work around it. What it is you know, the bones become weak. And the way, you know, rickets used to show up as a form of, like, you would see, like, kids with these really bowed out legs. Not just your normal bow-legged look, but the bones become weak because vitamin D helps us absorb things like calcium and magnesium. And when this is missing, your body just won't absorb it correctly. And by the way, I'm just working around it. I'm not a doctor. But, you know, everything has to work synergistically in our body. Vitamin D has to work with calcium and magnesium and other minerals in order to make us strong. But if one of the ingredients are missing in there, then you can cause a deficiency, and the deficiency will start making you draw the calcium from your bones, and drawing the magnesium from your bones, making them very weak. That's just a very roundabout way of what happens.
Now, I mentioned that yesterday I sat in the sun for 10 minutes without sunscreen, but if I sat out much longer without it, I'm extraordinarily fair. I would get burned, which I don't want to do. I've had a skin cancer removed on my back before. So how do we balance out this, you know, getting enough sun, but also not getting too much? And I think it is important to wear sunscreen, but give us some info on that, your take, Vinny.
It is, because the sun today is not the sun we grew up with. You know, we have holes in the ozone layer, and the world is different. And believe it or not, 10 minutes is enough time if you have fair skin. I'm of European descent. I'm Italian. I'm very dark. And what they will say is, if you have olive skin, you may need to stay out double or triple the time of someone with fair skin, because basically what happens is, the sun hits your skin and it literally changes, you know, synthesizes in your skin, and, you know, we draw in vitamin D that way. And the fairer you are, African Americans have the worst time. They have to stay out 10 times as long just to absorb what you might be able to absorb in 10 minutes. So, you know, again, it's one of those, it depends. You know, I hate using the term it depends all the time, but it depends on who you are. Look at the color of your skin. If you're Mediterranean, you need to spend more time than, say, Andrea or Lisa. I've met Lisa. She's got the alabaster skin from hell. I mean, 5 minutes is up to her. But
I've got,
you know,
a little bit more olivey skin.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, you know, that's kind of how it works. Yeah, go on.
You know, but what's interesting, and I love that you said that people need to go to the doctor, because I think a lot of people don't realize that they are vitamin D deficient, and most of us are living in North America and certain parts of North America. And I think it's important for those that are listening, you know, Health Canada's recommendations that they came out with yesterday were 8,000 IUs for adults and 2,000 IUs for kids, which I thought was really interesting. And also from what I've heard, and Vinny, correct me if I'm wrong, they say, and I learned this a while ago on Mercola.com, and we have it on NaturallySavvy.com too, because Zoltan Rona is a vitamin D expert. He's a medical doctor based here in Toronto. And they say that the optimal dosage for our vitamin D levels should be between 30 and 50 nanomoles. Is that correct? Is that what you heard as well?
Yeah, but again, you know, we're talking about populations of people. And when you start talking about that, you know, look, I'm not a doctor. I only play one on TV. But it's hard. You know, I talk to a lot of doctors. I have a lot of doctors on the English Trainer podcast. And you know, I can't get any of them to settle on exactly what that number is, and they all say the same thing: go to a doctor and get a check. You know, we can't start self-diagnosing anything on the internet, right? And too many. Look, when I had cancer years ago, the first thing my doctor told me was, "Here's the type of leukemia you have. Please do not go home and Google this, because you will drive yourself crazy." And she was absolutely right. So I stayed away from Google. But we have to do that with everything. Doctors actually tell that to patients now. Do not go home and Google your symptoms.
No, I think that's really good advice, because definitely when you start Googling things, it drives you crazy. And it'll actually probably make things worse. So I love that your doctor gave you that advice, because it probably saved you a lot of stress of having to look online to see, you know, the details. So good advice. Well, Vinny, we're out of time for today. So can you tell everybody, if they want to learn more about you, where they could visit you online?
You can go to VinnyTortorice.com. That's VinnyTortorice.com, or the Angriest Trainer podcast. And my vitamin company is called PureVitaminClub.com.
Perfect. And you can also follow Vinny on Twitter at Vinny Tortorich. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.